Isabella lived with a quiet, persistent fear. As an engineer, she tried to design her life perfectly, divided neatly into subjects like a report card, striving for A's. On the outside, she was a high achiever, but inside, she was constantly bracing for disaster. This obsessive desire for control grew from years of family health struggles, especially cancer, which trained her to try to predict and control every possible future outcome. With this obsessive desire for control over every minor detail came an unwelcome friend. "You may have heard of him," she said. His name was Anxiety, and he would become a regular house guest. At first, her anxiety felt responsible, like a protection. "I believed it was helping me prepare," she said, "but it wasn't." Spiritually, Isabella was caught in a place of deconstruction and uncertainty. She created a spiritual concoction influenced by New Ageism and New Thought. Despite this, anxiety gripped her deeply, and she wrestled with her faith. She recalls the powerful promise in Matthew 17:20. "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move." Yet she wondered, "I have an open invitation to move mountains, so why do I feel stuck?" Everything changed when she became pregnant in 2023. She prepared for a flawless birth, planned every detail, and asked God to only remove the anxiety. "I gave God a well-defined job description," she admits. "He was not to touch anything else." Then her daughter Grace was born, and just weeks later, Grace passed away due to a rare genetic condition. Isabella says, "No risk management plan I had in place was sufficient to stop that from happening. The worst had happened." But it was in the depths of grief that Isabella encountered Jesus, not just as an abstract concept, but as a person who sat with her, who stayed. She began to surrender her anxiety and the identity she built on perfection and control. "God is enough," she now says, "enough to wrestle trauma, enough to nurse grief, enough to flatten anxiety." Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." Isabella was baptized. Her old self, anxious and self-reliant, was buried with Christ. And though temptation to worry still knocks, she has learned to fight differently. So now when anxiety makes a faint appearance, she said, the Spirit cries inside, "Abba, Father." And what that looks like is me saying, "I'm yours, save me." To which he happily exclaims, "I am your salvation." 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." For Inspire FM, I'm Julie McGuire.